I say you are a good person in your heart. I said, deep down inside you, you are a good person. Say, let that blossom more than anything else. I was watching the show about gold, where they dig down in the ocean to get the gold. And I mean, they were going thousands of feet, not just hundreds of feet, bringing up the gold. And then out in the mountains and in the hills, they have huge excavators, huge machines. And they come out with not even a handful of gold, but it's worth a lot. God says, inside you is gold. And more gold, and valuable gold, and diamonds in you. He said, I've come today to help you to find your gold. To help you to find out who you are. He said, cursing is not you. Lying is not you. Fighting is not you. Being mad is not you. Bitterness is not you. Hate is not you. Being without is not you. He said, all of that is part of the lie from the liar. But who you really are, it's who I've created you to become. I'm shining light today. I'm shining light today. I've come today to tell you to believe my words. I'm telling you, some of you, your very life depends on these words today. God said, hear me. Hear me. Hear me. If you turn your back on me too many times, what did he say in Romans? Might need to turn that chapter 1. He said they wouldn't listen. Men burning after men and women doing things ungodly with women and living life of promiscuity and all of these other things. And he said, God, just turn them over to their base desires. You may not be going that far, but if you are, God's just calling you. But you don't pray. God says, I'm calling you to prayer. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. He said, get up whatever time is best for you. He said, this is a command, an order. Dial the prayer line. Hear what I have to say and talk to me. Well, why do they pray in tongues? He said, when you pray in tongues, you are talking to me. Others don't have to know what you're saying. But I know and say, oh, it pleases me. Oh, it blesses me. Oh, I get excited to hear you say kaprutala bosa. Moshe la basukatala da. Rika dula da da dobuho. Re hey hey hey. Wakusatata. Said the angel start doing a holy dance. Basika saka. Then they said, Father, can I go? Can I go do that one? Can I go? May I go? Father, let me do. Kesa. The liar has to be exposed. The liar has to be exposed. The liar is being exposed. He's the devil, the son of perdition. He lied to Judas. He said, now they'll give you some money. They'll give you lots of money. Just turn him over to them. Jesus said it would have been better for him had he not been born. God says, and he said this in August, and he's saying to tell you now, thank you, Father. He told me this morning, just relax. I've got it. God's saying, come to me. young people, older young people, gray-headed folks, come to me. You out there listening, we're so glad you dialed in to hear this word today. God says, I love you with an everlasting love. Jesus said, I died for you. I'm still interceding for you. I still care about you. But sell out to me, all of you, here and there. It's God first. It's God first. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. We have Facebook gods and Instagram gods and Twitter gods and game gods and phone gods and TV gods and food gods and gossip gods and gods and gods and gods and gods and more gods. He said, I am the only one. They say, is there any other God? The scripture says. And it says, beside me, I know not any other. I'm the only one. Say that to the Lord. Say, Lord, I know that you are the only one. I know that I know that I know that you are the only one. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for putting other things before you. Now you make that covenant with God to put him first in your life. Holy Spirit will teach you how to do that. The wisdom of God will teach you how to do that. The Bible, the Word of God, will teach you how to do that. Yes, Lord. I was reading the scripture in Proverbs, and the Holy Spirit spoke. He said, tell them for the next 30 days, 31 days, to read a chapter in Proverbs every day. Or from now to the December 31st, read through the books of Proverbs, because you know it's so deep, you can't grasp it all in just one reading. But from now to December 31st, read in Proverbs every day. I've got wisdom in there. I've got prosperity in there. I have healing in there. I have forgiveness in there. I have joy in there. I have peace in there. I have life in there. If any man, woman, boy or girl, does not have wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. We have wisdom in some areas, I do, and some I don't. But I just wept before the Lord as I opened this notebook, and I probably won't share with you exactly what I was crying about. What I was repenting to God about. But he said this, and he said to share this with you. And I said, Lord, how many days are a few days? And even now he's saying, you know, 1 year. 1 day is like 1,000 years. 1,000, yeah. 1,000 is like 1 day. He said, in the next few days, my eyes keep falling to you, Josh. Listen to what the Lord is saying. He's speaking to all of us. He's speaking to me. In the next few days, I'm going to speak phenomenal things to you, to many of you. All I ask is that you believe my words. Know my voice and do what I say. It will not be ordinary. It will be out of this world. It will be supernatural. Believe my words. Believe my words. And walk in the light of the new day that's dawning.